Life in the Word Ministries presents Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis. The series topic is It's a Mind Thing. Now, it's time to renew your mind with the Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis.
Love him tonight. King of glory.
King of glory.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning, good morning. We thank God for the opportunity to be back again this Sunday morning to just share the word of the Lord. We're excited. We've been in a series for since the latter part of last year talking about the different mindsets. We started talking about having our minds renewed with the word of God. And then we started with the series, as a part of the series, talking about different mindsets. We dealt with the lazy mindset, the poverty mindset, the religious mindset, the victim mindset. We dealt with the peaceful mindset. We dealt with several different mindsets. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the mindset of rejection. And it has been so good. I've been getting great responses from people, calls and text, people telling me how they've been enjoying the word. Some people have actually been telling me about how they've seen it manifested in their own family, different family members. So we're excited that God in this hour, he's doing something in his people. And God has been sending confirmation after confirmation. I've been talking to other pastors, and they've been talking about how God has been dealing with them to talk to people, to share with their congregation about unresolved issues. And I've been talking, other pastors have been talking about the renewing of the mind. And I was talking to one apostle. He was talking about how God was telling him to start dealing with people being free, getting healed. And that may be our next series. I may talk about inner healing and deliverance in our next series. But I'm going to go ahead and open up with the word of prayer. And then we're going to do part three of the mindset of rejection. Next week, we're going to finish up. I took my time with this particular mindset because it is so important, because a lot of things that we're seeing happening in the society today, in the world today, even in the church, hallelujah, is because people are dealing with things, dealing with that rejection spirit, which includes victim mindset and so many other things. And a lot of us just need to be healed. A lot of people need to be healed. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to pray, and then we're going to proceed with the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you on today. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we bless your name. We thank you because you are more than able to deliver your people. We thank you, Lord, that you love us in spite of us. You care for us, Lord. You told us in your word, all we have to do is cry out to you, and you will hear us. Hallelujah. You said in your word that your ears are open to the cries of your people and that your eyes are upon your people. You love us, Lord God. And this is a time and an hour and a season, Heavenly Father, that you are talking to your people saying it's time to get healed. It's time to get delivered. It's time to get set free. And God is here with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of his word, hallelujah, to set his people free. So today, Heavenly Father, we pray for those listening, we pray for those watching, that they will hear something, God, that is going to help them, hallelujah, to step out of this mindset of rejection. And know, God, that you love them. We pray for the anointing. We pray for your power. We pray for your presence. We pray for your spirit. Oh, my. We pray for the word of God to come forth like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're going to do on today. So, like I said earlier, we're in part three talking about the mindset of rejection. Just by way of review from last week and the week before, just a quick review, we talked about what rejection is. It means to refuse to accept or consider a person or a thing. It means to regard something or someone as with no value. Hallelujah. A lot of times people that are dealing with this mindset of rejection, that's part of what happens is they feel devalued. They feel like they have no value to people. Hallelujah. Good. Some good examples in the Bible that we talked about over the last couple of weeks was the first person to be rejected was God. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed him, they rejected what he told him, what he told them. They rejected his words, which meant they rejected him. Hallelujah. The second person we use as an example was Jesus himself. And we're going to talk about this next week, how Jesus dealt with rejection, how he responded. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Please tune in and please share this message. We're going to talk next week, and we may even finish up next week on how Jesus dealt with rejection. We got to learn how to deal with rejection. Why? Because this is life. We're in a fallen world, and we're dealing with people with a fallen nature. Hallelujah. And we're going to be rejected from time to time. Sometimes it's going to be family members. Sometimes it's going to be strangers. We're not going to be received all the time. We're not going to be accepted all the time. And we have to come to terms with it. So we have to learn how to deal with rejection. Jesus dealt with rejection from his own family. Even though he was the Messiah, the anointed one, the Son of God, who was sent, hallelujah, to deliver and save mankind. But even at some point, his own family rejected him. They didn't even want to believe that he was the Messiah. And the third person we're going to talk a little bit about, and we have talked about, was Joseph and how he was rejected by his own brothers and his own family. Hallelujah. And the Bible does not record Joseph even becoming bitter. It doesn't record him becoming angry. It doesn't record him being resentful. In fact, we see in the book of Genesis from chapter 37 and skip 38 and 39 on through, I think, 46 or 47, how Joseph was able to receive his brothers, hallelujah, because God had elevated him in Egypt. He had went through being in Potiphar's house at the top. Then he tried to get seduced, and then he went to prison for so many years. But all God was with him. But the Bible does not record Joseph ever becoming bitter or angry or showing resentment at any time. And then when his brothers came to him, he showed them love and he received them. So Joseph is also a good example, hallelujah, of how to deal with rejection. Jesus is a good example. And certainly God is a good example, because even when Adam and Eve rejected him and disobeyed him, God did not cut them off. He did not cast them away. He showed them love. He showed them mercy. Hallelujah. And he sent a prophetic word that throughout the fulfillment of time, he was going to send his son to die for mankind that we could receive Christ. So we have good examples in the Bible, God himself, Jesus, and Joseph, who handled rejection in a good way. Like I said, next week may be our last week, but we're going to talk about how Jesus handled rejection on next week. Just by way of review, to be rejected means to be cast aside, to be cast off, or thrown away as having no value. And that cuts deep when somebody you feel loved you, or you feel should have loved you, or respected you, and they just treat you as you are nothing. It cuts deep. And we're going to talk about that pain as well. To reject someone is to refuse to accept them and to devalue them. When we reject people, we show through our attitude and actions what's really going on in our heart. A lot of times we reject people because of what's going on in us. Rejection breeds rejection. We talked about that. A lot of times when people have been rejected and it's been a pattern in their lives, they have a pattern where they reject people. Hallelujah. At one point in that relationship, they'll feel like, you know what? They're going to hurt me. Let me go ahead and get out of this. Let me reject them before they reject me, before I get rejected again. So rejection breeds rejection. God has given every one of us a free will, even a free will and a choice to receive him or reject him. Hallelujah. But there are consequences when we reject Christ. We talked about acceptance. To be accepted or to accept means to approve or to receive a person favorably or willingly. Again, we're talking about acceptance. We're not going to be received by everybody. Everybody's not going to accept us. It could be because of what's going on in them. It could be because of what they see concerning us that they may not have a part of. We're going to talk about that too. When a person has been rejected, and it's a good reason why they've been rejected. We're going to talk about that next week. Hallelujah. We're going to try to finish up next week, but we may not. We're going to talk about that next week as well. We talked about the three levels of acceptance. There's zero acceptance. This is a person who may harbor deep hurt and bitterness, and because of that, they may not accept or receive a person or receive you because of what's going on in them. And this type of person, they don't show grace and mercy to people because of what's going on in them. The second level of acceptance is the performance-based acceptance. This is a person, again, because they've been rejected, they've been hurt. They may feel like in order for me to accept you or receive you, or to make you feel like you can be in my circle, you got to do something. You got to perform for me. You got to please me. I have requirements, and you got some people in that form of bondage. They're in relationships where it's performance based. The person really doesn't care for them. The person really doesn't love them. But because a person who has a pattern of being rejected and they want to be received so bad, they get into relationships that's bondage. And a lot of times these relationships are physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. And they feel like they have to do things to please this person to be accepted by them. That is bondage, and that is not God. That's the performance-based acceptance. And then the third level is unconditional acceptance. And we see that with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We see that with them. We see that God, he received Adam and Eve back even though they rejected him and disobeyed him. We see that Jesus still died on the cross for the very people that rejected him, for the very people that mocked him. He still died on the cross. But what's so interesting is while he was on the cross, he said some very interesting words. He prayed a prayer. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh my God, you talking about an awesome example of acceptance. And now he could have said anything. "God, you know, forget them. God, I'm getting down from here. Look, you know, they're not worth it." But he yet said, while he hung on the cross and was being ridiculed and had been beat and scourged and was being mocked by the very people, he came to show deliverance. He came to redeem. He came to set free. Those very people rejected him. But yet he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh my God, what an example of a great example of acceptance, even with the people that rejected him. So we see the three levels of acceptance. We also talked about the self-talk of the person who's dealing with the fear of rejection. And we talked about they say things like this. I'm not going to go over the whole list, but just a few. They say things like, "I'm not good enough." Oh my God, they compare themselves. People that battle with that spirit of rejection is they compare themselves a lot of time to other people. Hallelujah. They say things like, "I have to earn this person's love. I have to do things." Again, that performance-based level of acceptance. They feel like they have to always do for people and to please them, and they themselves be in bondage and be in pain. Another self-talk is, "I have to be perfect to be accepted." That spirit of feelings of rejection, spirit of rejection, makes a person feel like they have to be perfect. Oh, that spirit of perfection, like if I can't make any mistakes, so no one's going to love me, no one's going to accept me, I can't do wrong. That's a strong spirit. And a lot of people have that spirit of perfection. Hallelujah. Especially when they're in a performance-based, hallelujah, relationship with somebody who makes them feel like they have to do certain things for that person to continue to accept them. We talked about the fear of rejection test. We're not going to go over all of it, but I'm going to mention a few things like, do you avoid certain people out of fear because you don't know if they're going to reject you? Do you feel like you're not good enough to be among certain people or in the company of certain people? Do you feel like your level of education is not as good as their level of education? Do you feel like your background or how you grew up is not as good as what other people grew up? That's that spirit of rejection. When a person is afraid to encounter other people or get to know other people or introduce themselves to other people because they feel like, "Well, I don't know if they're going to accept me." That's that spirit of rejection, the fear of rejection. And it controls a lot of people. They say things like, well, a question we can ask is, do you become anxious when you think someone might not accept you? How do you feel? You know, I know some people, they're like, "Well, how do you think they thought about me? You think they thought I did real good?" That's that spirit of rejection. And if they even think the person felt well, like they did okay, or well, they weren't that great, then it gets them discouraged. And even sometimes people go into depression when they know or think somebody else doesn't think well of them. They actually get discouraged, they get into depression, and they let what people say really affect what they think even about themselves. And lastly, the fear rejection test, we ask you the question, do you work hard to please people? So that's by way of review from last week. But today I want to talk about the symptoms of rejection, inner symptoms and outer signs of rejection. Number one is anxiety. People get real apprehensive when someone says, trust me, because they've been hurt so much, because they've been betrayed so much, because they've been rejected so much. There are people these days, and I know some people, they don't trust because of what they've been through. And when they're interested in a relationship with somebody, and it doesn't necessarily mean have to be romantic or anything like that, but when they've been through so much, and a person said, look, trust me, because of what they've been through, they begin to get fearful. Anxiety comes on. They get anxious, like, I don't know if I can trust this person. I don't know if I can trust them. Hallelujah. Those are symptoms that person may be dealing with, the fear of rejection. We talked about bitterness. We'll talk about it even now, just a little bit more. Inner symptoms of rejection. Sometimes people harbor such bitterness. Bitterness is the anger turned inside. It's anger turned inside. And it's anger not dealt with. And it's anger that's been sitting in a person's heart for years. And they haven't dealt with it. They haven't acknowledged it. Oh, my God. They go on like it's really not there. Or they don't want to face the truth about it. But one of the inner symptoms of rejection, people of God, those that are listening and watching, is bitterness. Harboring bitterness toward those who have rejected you, and even towards God. We're going to talk about that. There are some people mad with God, and they're blaming God for certain things, and that's one reason why they reject Him. So bitterness is another sign. You realize you're bitter. Well, how, Pastor, do I know I'm bitter? How do you come off on people? Are you sharp? Do you are you resentful in ways? Are you very critical? Are you negative? You have always have something negative to say. That could be a sign of bitterness. Remember, bitterness is anger turned inside. Another sign of rejection, symptoms of rejection, is depression. Having that heavy heart from the weight of the pain of being rejected, or feeling like you're never going to be accepted, feeling like no one's going to ever really love you authentically, love you for real, love you sincerely. Having depression. That spirit of depression, and I'm going to say this, it's in the body of Christ. There are preachers and teachers and prophets and evangelists and apostles and bishops and you name them dealing with the spirit of depression. But they'll preach and they'll teach and they'll prophesy and they'll sing under the power of God. But when they get through singing and preaching and teaching, they go home and they deal with depression. Hallelujah. A lot of this stems from unresolved issues in their life. And one could be rejection. Their pastors, you would believe it. They preach an awesome message. But after they preach, they really want to know, what do people think? What do people think? What do people think? And if they even know or think or feel that some of the people didn't receive the message, it bothers them. That's the spirit of rejection. And I'm telling you, a lot of people are dealing with it, but a lot of people don't want to deal with it. Hallelujah. They have it, but they don't want to deal with it. That spirit of rejection. So we're talking about those that are coming on. And please share. If you know this message or this word is for somebody that can help them, we want you to please share. Please share. We're talking about this inner symptoms or signs of depression. The things we deal with on the inside. Number four, there's the inability to accept people. Hard to believe others when they say that they love us. A person who deals with the mindset of rejection and the victim mindset, there's insecurity there. And I'm telling you, when you're dealing with somebody who's insecure, you're never going to be able to please them, no matter what you do. Only God can deliver them, but they got to want it. But when you're dealing with somebody who has that spirit of rejection, no matter what you say to them, if they're feeling that way and they haven't got delivered and they're not dealing with it, nothing you say is not gonna really make them really change. They may be okay for a minute, but eventually they're going to reject you and not believe you and not receive you. Who am I talking to today? Who is the Lord talking to today? We're talking about symptoms, inner symptoms of the mindset of rejection, the spirit of rejection, self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself, wanting people to feel sorry for you, that attention spirit. A lot of people have that attention-getting spirit. They want people to feel sorry for them. Hallelujah. You want people to always show them a lot of attention. Hallelujah. And then these people always feel ignored. Even when people are not ignoring them, no matter what, they feel ignored because that spirit of rejection is there. Because the enemy is speaking through that spirit and saying, see, they don't love you. They halfway spoke. Some of them didn't even speak. They don't really care about you. And when a person is not dealing in truth, they will believe it and they will receive it. They will listen to the lies of the devil. Hallelujah. But we said in Psalms 19 and 14, how we said it earlier, for the Lord would not cast all his people. God would never reject his people. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Hallelujah. And lastly, of what I want to share, the list is a little bit longer, but I didn't do the whole list. But self-rejection. Now, this is an important one. This is a good one. When people are dealing with rejection, and it's been a pattern throughout their life, they end up rejecting themselves. Talk to me, Pastor. What are you saying? These are people that say stuff like, I wish I'd never been born. I wish I had never come into this earth. I wish I could just leave this earth. They're rejecting themselves. Why? Because they feel devalued. They feel like nobody's accepted them, and they don't really see who they are in God. This is a major one, self-rejection. This spirit right here leads to suicide, causes people to become hopeless, and they feel nobody loves them. And so their thing is, what's the point? Nobody cares. So, you know, I might as well not even be on this earth. And it's sad to say, and my heart grieves for the many, many people that have taken their lives because they've been rejected so much, but they didn't know the love of God. Hallelujah. They didn't. And I truly believe God comes to everybody before they leave this earth, but not everybody receives him. And I truly believe that everybody that has left this earth one way or another, God tried to reach them. And some heard and some heeded and some accepted and some didn't. But that's part of what the enemy does. He doesn't want us to believe that God loves us. Hallelujah. So that self-rejection is an inner sign of a person dealing with rejection when they feel like they shouldn't be here, they shouldn't be alive, or they wish they'd never been born and they wish they were dead. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. I cancel it out. I come against the lies of Satan. Hallelujah. You are valued in God. You have value in the Lord. You have purpose. God has a plan for you. Who am I talking to? Hallelujah. That's listening and watching. You have purpose. Everybody and everything that God created, hallelujah, in the earth realm has purpose, has destiny. God has a plan for your life. Don't you listen to the lie of the devil telling you you don't have purpose. Hallelujah. I come against that spirit in Jesus' name. Then we're going to talk about some outer signs of rejection, abuse. People who've been abused, abuse people. Hurt people, hurt people. A lot of times, what we're seeing in a cycle, a man of God told me this some years ago, an apostle, and he was dealing with a situation where somebody they knew, a guy, knew that his father had been molesting his daughter, and they called this apostle in to kind of work with them, and we was talking about it, and the guy ended up having to really, he just went ahead and pressed charges. But anyway, what happened was, this apostle said to me, he said, we're dealing with a generation of people who have not been healed. What we see in society, what we see among Christian believers in the Christian world, we're dealing with and seeing people who have not been healed from their yesterdays. And they're acting out and performing the very things that was done to them. So one of the outer signs of rejection of a person who's been dealing or has dealt with rejection or who is dealing with rejection is abuse. When you see people that are verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, physically abusive, 9 times out of 10, they've been abused. And that abuse is a sign of rejection from whoever abused them. Addiction. A lot of people that are on drugs, a lot of people who are on alcohol, a lot of people who are addicted to just other things, even we can get into what, porn and different things like that. A lot of people like that are dealing with rejection. And they feel like the drugs and the alcohol would numb the pain. They get away with the looking at the ungodly magazines and different things like that to numb the pain. It's an escape, a way of escape from reality of what they've had to deal with when it comes to rejection. So we see another outer sign is addiction. A lot of times we look at these people that are out there that are strung out on drugs and on alcohol and they're doing all kind of things. It's really an outward show, an outward call for a cry on the inside. It's a cry on the inside of these people, and their actions are saying, I need somebody to heal me. I need somebody to help me. I'm crying out. I'm a firm believer that everybody that's doing drugs and on alcohol, I'm a firm believer. A lot of them don't really want to be there, but they don't know how to come out. We're dealing with a generation of people that's not healed, even in the church. Hallelujah. Another sign, outward sign of rejection is apathy. That means giving up on life. We just talked about that. Self-rejection is like not caring about anything. Well, I've been through so much. All I've had was hard times. I've been rejected by so many people. No one seems to love me. No one seems to care. And apathy comes and says, you know, whatever happens, this happens. I think of the song by Doris Day, Que Sera, Sera. Their attitude is whatever will be, but not so in God. God has purpose. He has a plan. He has a destiny. What he wants is his people to come into who they are in him, to realize and recognize that he has a purpose for them. Another outward sign of rejection is being defensive. These are people who are quick to argue because it's a defense mechanism. Hallelujah. These are people who they take things personally. Hallelujah. And they use it as a way to protect themselves. It's a self-protection defense mechanism. When you find people who are on the defense and, you know, that you know certain things you can't say to them, you're like, well, you know, they're very sensitive. That's that spirit of rejection in working in them at that time. And a lot of times people who argue a lot, they're dealing with that rejection. They can't take somebody not agreeing with them. They can't take somebody saying, no, I don't agree with that. They take the no as I'm rejecting you. But that's not necessarily so. They may just not agree with what you're talking about or what you believe or what you're saying. But one of the outward signs of a mindset or the spirit of rejection is being defensive, being argumentative all the time. Another one is isolation. You know what? They say, you know what? I'm just gonna be to myself. If I don't go around nobody, if I don't go around anybody, I'm not going to get hurt because I've been hurt too many times. I've been rejected too many times. I've reached out to people too many times. And, you know, I've been rejected. So, you know what? I'm going to stay in my own space. I'm going to stay in my own world. But guess what? That's a trick of the enemy to get you away from the fellowship of believers. To get you away from the fellowship of believers. It's a trick of the enemy to get the unsaved person. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to be to myself. And that's when people give the enemy space. They give them an avenue. They give him a way to get into them. And that's when things like suicide come. Thoughts of suicide. And we even talk about thoughts of homicide come. And different things like that. You know, self-harm and different things like that. Isolation is a sign that a person is dealing with the spirit of rejection. They feel like they can protect themselves by not going around other people. Who are we talking to this morning? Who are we talking to? Then another outward sign is jealousy. A lot of times when people are jealous, they're dealing with the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. They resent seeing the success of other people. You know, they're like, well, why are you doing that for them, God? I don't understand. You just blessing them, and then they see themselves not as blessed as the other person. So jealousy comes in, and they begin to even resent the other person for how they see that they're blessed. A lot of times, you know, let me tell you this. those listening and watching, you cannot look at other people and look at what you think they're doing and what you think they got and think that they're successful. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Let me tell you, you don't know what is going on. You don't know what they're doing to get it. You don't know what's going on in their life. You just don't know. Hallelujah. So a lot of times people that's dealing with this spirit of rejection, jealousy comes up when they see other people who appear to be blessed. What we're talking to today, we're talking about inner symptoms and outer symptoms of the spirit of rejection. Then there's that perfectionism spirit. I got to be perfect. I cannot make mistakes. That's that mindset of somebody who's dealing with the spirit of rejection. Let's talk about this one. Rebellion, resisting authority. A lot of times are people who have been dealing with rejection so much, especially from a child and throughout their life, they become very rebellious. They become very rebellious. It's like nobody can tell me anything because they've been through so much hurt, been through so much pain, been through so much rejection, and they get to where they don't respect authority. And their mindset is this: I'm not going to let nobody run over me. I'm not going to let anybody use me. I'm not going to let nobody abuse me. That becomes their mindset. You're not going to tell me what to do because of what they've been through. That's also a sign of rejection, that person can be dealing with the spirit of rejection. These are some thoughts. We talked about self-talk last week, but a few things I want to go talk about today is the thoughts of a person. I'm dealing with some deep stuff. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, and I'm saying a lot of things because I want those listening and watching to go away with a clear understanding of what rejection really is, and give you enough information that when you walk away from this, you'll be like, okay, I need to do some self-inspection. That's what I'm dealing with. A lot of that was me. You may say, Pastor Davis, a lot of that was me. I didn't realize it. I did not realize. You may say, I didn't realize I was dealing with rejection. I felt like I just need to protect myself, which is a good thing, and we should. We have to be careful of the relationships we get involved with. Some of the thoughts of a person dealing with rejection is, no one loves me. No one cares. No, I don't really matter to anybody. I'm not good enough. I don't fit in, and I'm not accepted. Then they make vows within themselves. This is what they say. We talked about self-talk last week. Now we're talking about the repeated thoughts. And from the self-talk and from the repeated thoughts of no one loves me, no one cares about me, I don't really matter, I'm not good enough, I don't fit in, I'm not accepted, then they come up with these vows. These are promises they say to themselves. I'm not going to get close to anybody else again because I'm not going to let anybody hurt me. Or, I'm not going to let anyone be important to me again. I'm going to treat people, as the old people used to say, with a long-handled spoon. I'll talk with you, laugh with you, but you're not getting close to me. You won't become important to me. I'm not going to let you into my heart because I don't want to get hurt. Another vow that they said to themselves is, no one will ever hurt me again. And now what they do with these vows and with the self-talk and the repeated thoughts is they make these decisions. And so their actions reflect that I'm not going to get hurt again. A lot of times we say, okay, what's going on with so-and-so? Why are they acting this way? Or why are they doing what they're doing? It's because they're dealing with that rejection. You may say, I've been trying to reach out to so-and-so, and you know, she's nice and everything, but she won't let me get close because she's dealing with rejection. He's dealing with rejection. And that's when we should pray for them. Don't try to force our way into a person's life. Pray for them and ask God to give us wisdom, to give you wisdom with how to approach them, that they'll know that it's truly love, but make sure it's authentic. And then pray that God will heal their heart, because they've been hurt, they've been wounded, and they've been rejected. And we said before, it's hard for people who have been rejected to accept love from other people. It's hard for them to trust other people when they say, I love you. It's hard for them to believe other people when they say, trust me. It's hard, only because they've been through so much. I want to talk, as we close up, people dealing with the spirit of rejection, the mindset of rejection, how do they react to God? Hallelujah. How do they react to God? Number one, they resent God for allowing the rejection. It's a lot of people. And let me say this. It's people in the church going to the church building and all this. They're going through the motions, but they really have a problem with God. They're really angry with God. They're bitter with God. And they resent God because of what they've been through in life. Second, they regard God as a cruel judge because they look and look, God, you know, you allowed all this to happen. And you know, when are things going to happen for me for as a blessing? So they see God in a very negative way. A lot of times, too, when we've been brought up in abusive homes and environments, it's easy to begin to see God the way you see your mother, father, or authority figure. If that person was abusive, then you see God as abusive. If that person was loving, you see God as loving. If that person neglected you, you see God as a God who neglects you. But that's not so. The word tells us he loves us, and he will never turn his back on his people, on his inheritance. He will meet every need. He will provide because he is Jehovah Jireh. We also see some people react to God. They rely on self-protection and deny the protection of God. Their attitude is, you know what? I'm going to protect myself because God ain't been doing a good job. God allowed this to happen to me. He's been allowing it. I don't understand. So I'm going to protect myself. That becomes a mindset of somebody who's dealing with rejection. They don't trust God anymore. They don't trust him. If they ever trusted him, but they don't trust God. Hallelujah. So they say, you know what, God, I'm gonna take care of myself. I'm gonna protect myself. Another thing about God, they react to God is they rebel against his word. They say, God, but your word says this, but you know what? I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna trust my own word. I'm gonna trust my own knowledge. I'm gonna trust my own understanding. We're not to lean to our own understanding. We're to acknowledge God in all our ways. So sometimes people react to God because of the way they've been through in life and how they were brought up, and they come up with a very negative view of God. How many of you know who I'm talking about? Hallelujah. They come up with a very negative view of God. They reject statements about the love of God. When somebody talks about, oh, God is so good, he is so loving, and they'll come back with something very negative. Well, if he loved people so much, why is he allowing this? If he loved me so much, why did he allow that to happen to me? If he loved me so much, why did he allow my mother to reject me? If he loved me so much, why did he allow my father to leave? If he loved, that's what they'll say, they'll reject. When people talk about the goodness of God, the love of God, when you encounter people like this, this is somebody who's probably dealing with the spirit of rejection. They resist the thoughts of trusting God. When the Holy Ghost or God is dealing with them, trust me, they shun it. They put it to the side. They reject God because, again, is why should I trust God? They resist the thoughts of trusting God. They react to the fear of condemnation from God instead of embracing the love of God. These are people, all they have seen of God is that he seemed to be a condemning God. He seemed to be such a bad God. You know, I don't see the love of God. In what people say about his love, I don't see that. That's what many people think and they say. We're talking about the symptoms and the signs and the thoughts and the inner thoughts of people who deal with the spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. We're talking about how they react to God. How they react to God. And I want us to do self-inspection. I said it last week. Let's look at ourselves. And if you say, well, you know what, Pastor David, some of that applies to me. I see myself in some of that. Let's deal with that rejection. How do you feel about being around other people? How do you feel when somebody rejects you? How do you handle it? How do you deal with it? Next week, we're going to talk about how Joseph handled it and how Jesus handled it. Hallelujah. We're going to close out next week. Hallelujah. How do you handle it? Well, this is what God told me years ago. He said, rejection is designed, when people are rejected by loved ones, family members, whatever, it's designed to push them to me. When we have been rejected by people, we are to run to God because God would never reject us. Let me tell you what God told me he's doing in this season with some people. In this pandemic, and some people have been adhering to staying home and quarantining and whatever, God said, I allowed this for some people to get a greater relationship, a greater level of intimacy with me. What are you saying, Pastor? God said, the stronger our relationship with him, then the way we will handle rejection, we will handle rejection better. When we are consumed with the love of God, not with just Him loving us, but us loving Him, when we are consumed with being in His Word and sensing His presence, God told me, He said, then we can handle rejection better. We're going to be rejected, people. This is life. We're in a fallen world. We're dealing with people with a fallen nature. We're going to be rejected. So we might as well be prepared. But the Lord told me that one of the things He was doing through this pandemic was He was trying to get people to build their relationship with Him so He can heal. God is in this season. This is a season of healing. God spoke last week about breakthroughs and deliverance. I heard Him say it, and I've been getting confirmation from other people. This is a season, I hear the Lord saying, of healing. But we can only be healed if we allow God to heal us. And in order for us to be healed and to allow Him to heal us, we got to have a relationship with Him. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. Instead of running to people, run to God. Let me tell you what, I'm going to be a little transparent. My church know I don't mind being transparent. I was going through a phase last year where it seemed like different people that I would talk to and converse with, all of a sudden, we weren't conversing, and you know, everything is okay, but we don't talk like we used to, and da 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 da. And the Lord told me, He says, I'm allowing this because it's time for me and others, for our relationship with God to go to another place. Sometimes we can make people our God. Sometimes we can put people before God. We'll call them quick before we talk to God. We'll call the prophet quick before we go to God. We'll call somebody, pray for me, before we go to God and pray for ourselves as well. Nothing wrong with getting prayer warriors to pray. That's not what I'm saying. But this is what the Lord told me. He said, I'm trying to push some people to a closer walk with me. That when they deal with rejection, when they experience hurt, they will know to come to me and allow me and my presence and my love, my power and my spirit and the word of God to heal them. That's what God told me, that even on this year, He's still doing some healing in some people. There's some deliverance that's going to take place in some people. There's some breakthroughs God is about to bring forth in some people's lives. Who am I talking to? Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? Is it you? Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Talk to God right now. Say, God, I want to be healed. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. I don't want to stay with this mindset of rejection. I want to be able to love others. And God, when they reject me, I don't want to be one to reject somebody else. Hallelujah. I want to know how to handle rejection. I want to be able to be rejected, but yet still love, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord right now to touch you and to heal your heart right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and we praise you for those that are listening and watching. We're asking you, Lord, to touch their heart, touch their inner being, touch their soul, go deep into their will and their emotions. And their thought like God in the name of Jesus and deliver them. Uproot everything that's not like you, God. Uproot the bitterness, uproot the anger. God, get to the root of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, against the spirit of mindset of rejection, the spirit of rejection. I pray that everyone listening and watching will come into a place of knowing Christ, will come into another place of relationship with Christ. We're coming to another place of love with Christ, that you will experience the love of God like never before, that you will sense His presence and you will feel His touch in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against what you went through yesterday. I come against what you went through when you were a child. Oh God, hallelujah, touch them right now. Heal them of their yesterdays. Touch their mind in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you and we give you glory for those that are watching and those that are listening. I'm lifting up the unbeliever. I'm lifting up those that are not saved, and I'm asking you to give your life to Christ. All He asked for is faith. He gave His life, and all He asked for is faith, for you just to believe in Him as the Son of God. That's all He asked for, is believing in Him. He tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, that means to have faith in Him, him, to accept him, hallelujah, shall have everlasting life. So I'm praying for those that are lost. I'm praying that you will be drawn by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will be drawn by God's love, that you will be drawn by God's mercy and his grace, that you will come to know him as your Lord and as your Savior. We thank you, Lord, for those listening and watching. We thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. We thank you for strongholds coming down. We thank you for demonic yokes being destroyed. We decree and declare it to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you will bring your people to a place that we learn how to handle rejection. That when man rejects us, you said in your word, I think it is Psalm, that you, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord, that's one of my favorite scriptures, will take me up. Look to God. Go to God. Give your heart to him. Trust in him. He loves you. He will never turn his back on you. So next week, we're going to finish up. We're going to finish up talking about how Jesus handled it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good. And how to break the cycle of rejection. So next week, we're going to finish up. We're talking, this is going to be our last week, talking about how Jesus handled rejection and how to break the cycle of the spirit and the mindset of rejection. If you know somebody could use this message, need to hear it, we ask that you share it. We're in a season now where God is trying to heal his people. But what did he say about the truth? It's the truth that's going to make us free. We got to come to the truth of why we do what we do and how to overcome what we're doing that's not in the will of God. We got to come to that. And God is sending truth through these different mindsets. He's sending truth. Hallelujah. So if you realize that you have this mindset of rejection, remember God will never reject you. I don't care what anybody else say, God will never reject you. Your value is not in what people say. It's in who God created you to be. He created you in his image. He created you for his honor and for his glory. That's what he created you for. He loves you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. So we're going to go ahead and next week we're going to finish up. It's going to be good. We're going to talk about how Jesus, I can't wait to go through the steps of how he dealt with rejection. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Joseph, and we're going to talk about how to break the cycle of rejection. If you know somebody needs to hear it, please share and have them tune in next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Life in the Word Ministries. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you want to be a financial blessing, you can give via Cash App to LITWPM number one, and then you can also give through Tithely, TITHE.LY, because it says Tithely is just not for tithes. You can give your offering, whatever you want to be a blessing. And you can also mail your offering to P.O. Box 874, Redan, Georgia 30074. So for that, we just say thank you. Be encouraged. Know that God loves you and you are accepted by God and he will never ever reject you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for watching the Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis, which airs every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live, on the Life in the Word Ministries page, on YouTube at Life in the Word, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also on kbcntv.com. Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis is brought to you by Life in the Word Ministries. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.litwpministries.org. Remember to watch and spread the word of Teaching All Nations broadcast with Pastor Rita Davis.